The Tunisian Interior Ministry has announced the arrest of over a dozen heavily armed men in the city of Dawarhishr, in the outskirts of Tunis. Different kinds of weapons were seized by the Interior Ministry's special units. The journalist and political analyst Nasreddin Ben Hadid believes the smuggling of arms has become easy, as authorities have failed to secure the borders.
We have warned against the smuggling of arms into our territory. The quantity of weapons is unprecedented. It is clear that terrorist cells are taking advantage of the political instability and planning violent attacks.
Ben Hadid adds that the armed groups are not only seeking to destabilize the country, but also attempting to hijack the revolution through terrorist attacks and open confrontation with the authorities.
Imposing chaos instead of a peaceful transition to democracy is the goal of local and international armed groups. We have to be careful, as it could be the end of the revolution if the scourge of terrorism spreads to the society.
As clashes continued between the special units and armed men in the regions of Sidi Bouzid and Ghazrin, security analysts in Tunis explained that terrorist groups are forming regional networks to overthrow the new governments in Tunisia and Libya.
The army and the intelligence services are on alert. I don't believe in the thesis of isolated terrorist groups. They are organizing their ranks. Armed groups want to change the political system and turn North Africa into a region of permanent war.
Amid a deepening political crisis and a serious terrorist threat, Tunisians insist on the importance of security in the post-revolution era.
People are really terrified as terrorists possess war weaponry. I hope the authorities will stop quarreling about politics and solve the urgent problem of insecurity. We really fear attacks when we go to work.
The fall of the government of Hamad Jbali and the appointment of the Interior Minister Ali Al-Arayid in Al-Qasba area comes at a critical time. Now fighting terrorism and halting violence is the only way of improving political stability in Tunisia. The discovery of weapons at the heart of the Tunisian capital has worried the authorities and the public. Tunisians are calling for serious measures to prevent terrorist attacks in the North African country. Adnan Shawashi, Press TV, Tunis.